All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Seattle Seahawks last week came to an agreement with their starting quarterback, Russell Wilson, on a four-year contract extension that is worth $87.5 million. Now, of course, Wilson was set to enter the final year of his rookie deal. This is a guy that has made less than $1 million per season in the National Football League. And in his 3 years as a Seahawks starting quarterback, he has a record of 36-12, 72 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. More importantly, he led the Seahawks to the Super Bowl championship in 2013. Now, of that $87.5 million, nearly 32 of that is guaranteed money for Mr. Wilson. He's 1-1 in the Super Bowl, and the bottom line is he wanted to be compensated like one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Now, the thing with the Seattle Seahawks structure is this team really isn't built around one specific player, and that's why there was a long impasse between Wilson's side and, of course, Seahawks general manager John Schneider and head coach Pete Carroll. As you look at the Seattle Seahawks and the way they've been structured in the past couple of years, it's been more about having athletes at every position. Now, don't get me wrong. Russell Wilson is a winner, and that's proven. But the thing is this, as opposed to the majority of the other higher-paid quarterbacks in the National Football League, Russell Wilson is not simply asked to win the game by himself for the Seahawks. And I say that because you look at the running game of Marshawn Lynch. And you also look at that defense, especially the Legion Boom secondary with Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and Richard Sherman. So it's a situation where, you know, Wilson single-handedly is not asked to win the game. You look at it and you look at his history with the Seahawks. If the Seahawks have Russell Wilson passing for 300 yards or more in a game, more than likely they are losing that game. So if you're Russell Wilson, you know, you got paid, but it's going to be very tough for you to keep the band together. We've already seen it as immediately after the Seahawks gave Russell Wilson his deal, they had to cut defensive tackle Cam McDaniel. And a guy like Russell Wilson should learn from some of the other high-profile quarterbacks in the NFL. You look at Drew Brees with the New Orleans Saints, and he wanted to be the highest-paid quarterback and highest-paid player in the league, and thus the Saints have had to dismantle the team around him. You look at Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, and this is a guy that took less money, and he enters this year with another Super Bowl championship under his belt. So if you're Russell Wilson, like I always say, you can't be mad at guys at the end of the day, but it's, do I want to win or do I want to get paid? Now, Russell Wilson already has a Super Bowl championship, but I guarantee you with this heavy dose of money, it is going to be very tough for the Seattle Seahawks to keep things together. They'll still be in contention in the upcoming NFL season, and they should be a playoff team, and they should once again win the NFC West. But in the long term, it is going to be very tough for them to keep it together. But the bottom line is something had to get done, and Russell Wilson is now going to the bank. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.